I think that you've got to be able to put the work in, understand what that journey you want to look like for yourself. Do you want to move into management? Do you want to be a senior recruiter and advocate for yourself? I think those are things for me that really worked.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull. And on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello, and welcome to another episode of TA Leaders Podcast. Today we have Stephanie Chaviano, Director of TA and Strategy for Autism Learning Partners. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Great. Well, as we always do, Stephanie, if you wouldn't mind first starting out and talking a little bit about your background, maybe how you got started in talent acquisition and some of the roles that you've held up until this point.
Absolutely. So I actually went to school for psychology and thought that I was going to go into clinical psych route, but loved business and wanted to marry those two things together, business and people. So I found recruiting. Started off in the staffing industry and was there for some time, but quickly moved into in-house recruiting. And that started in dental, so corporate dentistry. And then most recently now working within applied behavior analysis.
Great. How about now in your current role? Talk to me a little bit about kind of the scope of your current role, how big your team is, kind of types of roles that you recruit for, and a little bit about the organization.
Great. So currently, I've been at Autism Learning Partners for 3.5 years, and I oversee both the recruiting and onboarding teams. The recruiting team has about 20, well, we can get into the team growing soon, but currently the team has 20 team members and onboarding is at about 7 or 8. Responsible for the recruiting for the organization. So we are in 17 states and have over 65 regions. So on average, we're bringing in about 400 hires a month. And my scope of the type of positions we're bringing in from a clinical perspective, our highest volume are behavior technicians. So those are the folks that are in home. So for anyone that doesn't know, applied behavior analysis, we are providing services to kids that are on the autism spectrum, one-to-one, mostly in home. And our behavior technicians are the incredible folks that are doing that, carrying out the programs in those homes. So it is our highest volume, but we're also recruiting for board certified behavior analysts and admin roles, support center, et cetera.
Great. So let's talk a little bit about your journey up over the last 3.5 years up until this point. So talk to me a little bit about what recruiting was like when you arrived and kind of where you've taken it up to this point.
Yeah. So when I first started, they were bringing in about 180 offers a month. No ATS. Everything was manual and on Google spreadsheets. I don't know how they were doing it because 180 isn't a small feat either. So had to come in and really start from scratch, which I had experienced previously. My previous recruiting manager role at West Coast Dental was a similar situation. ATS at the time wasn't great. It wasn't really an ATS. It was an extension from a payroll software. And so had experience within that role and just brought that here to where we amped up to 400 hires on average a month. And putting in all of the processes in place. So bringing in an ATS, figuring out, just building policies and procedures for the team, figuring out how to best attract top talent. There wasn't a lot that was going into from like a branding or recruitment marketing perspective. So really quickly identified I needed a recruitment marketing coordinator for this volume hiring. And so we did. We brought someone in and she is incredible to do that. But yeah, no, really just from the ground up have worked through that. Our process has changed night and day where we are today from where we were pre-pandemic, because previously, like I mentioned, we've got 65 regions. So we have clinics in most of our regions. And previously we were doing interviews, group interviews in person in our clinics. And a lot of the screening was happening locally. Well, can't do that during a pandemic when your clinics are being closed. So moved to a much more traditional style of recruiting where the recruiters are screening all of the candidates, getting them scheduled for one-on-one virtual interviews. And while the team was, I mean, they adapted so quickly. It was really incredible what the recruiting team was able to do. It was just a completely different process. And it actually brought down the number of hires that any one recruiter could really do initially, because they were getting used to managing this new process. They before were just pushing in a bunch of candidates into the local regions. And now they're having to talk one-on-one with each candidate. So went through streamlining that process so that they could kind of ramp back up to the 400, which they did. And now, like I mentioned, that 20 is currently, which actually as of yesterday, it's not anymore. We have new goals that we're shooting for. And so we are bringing on some temp support to assist with that.
Great. So yeah, assume you're growing based on our previous conversations, which is great. So a lot of work laying a foundation, getting things set up, and then pandemic hits and everything kind of has to be changed and we have to evolve. And so kudos to you for going through that.
Thank you.
So yeah, so let's talk a little bit about where you're going and where you're headed with the growth and the size of the team and kind of some of the initiatives that you see going forward in, you know, the next year and maybe a little bit beyond.
Absolutely. So we are growing. The need for ABA services are large across all communities. And so we really want to do our best to provide resources to those families that have gone so long without any resources. And so we do look to expand within our existing markets, kind of widen our radius a bit, but also look at new markets. We just recently opened up or started services in Florida, in New Jersey, and kind of widening our net a bit. And so our needs just continue growing, both through growth, but also because, as you know, the labor market has been fun. There is so much that just is very unpredictable. Typically, what you would expect with a time where there's high unemployment, that means the ball is in the employer's court, right? Mm-hmm. But you've got jobs and people need jobs. And so they're coming after them. Well, that is not what has happened this year. And we have been impacted the same as all other industries. So we've been trying to keep up with turnover. And as we've been doing that, those needs kind of just continue to snowball month over month. The needs don't go away. And we need new folks on a monthly basis. So our goals previously were at about 400, and now we are shooting for 700. So in the process of bringing on 10 additional recruiters to help support increased hiring, and the way that we are going to structure that is to do really focused recruiting. So typically our recruiters handle a rec load that is going to support anywhere between 4 to 7 regions, depending on the size. But with our temp support coming in, they're going to do really focused recruiting on the regions with the highest recs to just get that total down volume-wise. And then we should stabilize a bit. I don't believe we'll get back to the 400. I think we are growing. So the team will be larger 2022, but maybe just not 10 recruiters larger, but we'll see. December, we'll have a much better idea of exactly what we'll need to plan for next year.
Okay. Yeah. 400 to 700 is pretty significant growth for your team. And, so yeah, definitely learning kind of how to scale rapidly, how to scale your process and your systems and your tools and all of those types of things. So a lot of learning goes along with that. Yeah, I just had a conversation earlier today where I was talking with someone who had been in recruiting for over 25 years, like myself, and she phrases, this is the most challenging candidate market we've ever seen. And this is onus and the power in this market lies squarely with the candidate. It's a candidate market, 100%. Organizations that win in this marketplace are doing something different. They're creating engaging, efficient processes. They're willing to evolve their environment and cultures and things. And that's the way you win. And so, yeah, there's a lot to work on definitely to be able to win and get your unfair share of good candidates in this market.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think I'm at a bit of an advantage. I have about 8 years under my belt. And every time I've gone in to lead a team, I, like I'd mentioned, I'm building things from scratch. And so that's what happened at ALP, my current company. And so right when we got to a point to where, you know, recruiting in this space has never been easy, but it's like, okay, we've got a good rhythm going. March 2020 happened and we had to completely pivot. And that's what the name of the game has been for at least my journey here at ALP, is just constantly staying on my toes, making sure that I'm not getting comfortable at any one place. You know, I think for someone to be really successful in recruiting, you have to understand that what works for you today may not work even next month, and being nimble enough to make those changes. So I will say, I feel like every morning I wake up super energized to kind of just tackle whatever is on my plate, because that's how it's been the last 3.5 months. We're just constantly pivoting.
Yeah. It's
3.5 years, excuse me.
Yeah. There you go. 3.5 years has felt like 3.5 months, probably. Yeah. Yes. Because the space definitely is evolving faster than it ever has before. You know, my niche and my focus in this area is all on technology, and the number of solutions and capabilities of solutions is just exploding. It's a crazy space right now, and it's hard to keep up with for sure. So let's talk a little bit about what you see for the future, maybe of your organization, or even more broadly for TA, what you see as being critical for the future and where the function is going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, future for ALP, like we mentioned, is really just continuing to grow and how we can stay nimble within our processes to be able to scale to the number of behavior technicians and employees that we need to bring on. Future of TA, I feel like we hear a lot about the great resignation. We are in it and it is happening. I think the metric I read the last couple of days ago in an article was 15 million workers have left the workforce or left their job since April of this year, which is insane. Yeah. And another 50% of Gen Zers are looking to move, leave their position and go to another job. So this isn't going away. It's not like, oh, it happened and now we're almost on the other side. I think the future of TA is going to force companies to create opportunity out of that and understand why employees are leaving. So whether it's things like their DEI initiatives, inclusivity, belonging, culture, they want to know that they're being paid fairly, that there's equity. There's all of these things that are so important to employees, so much so that they're leaving without having another job lined up. And I think that it's going to be how we kind of use the information that's available to us with whatever our own individual companies are doing to paint that picture is going to be so important. So for example, at ALP, we run retargeting campaigns every week. So we have applicants that apply, we reach out to them within 24 hours and they ghost us. They disappear. We run retargeting campaigns on a weekly basis to try to, we push out content to them, both via email and text campaigns to try to re-engage them. And once they re-engage, we push them back into the recruiter's pipeline. Our incredible recruitment marketing coordinator does that. But we are going to start doing some employee spotlight. So looking at those different things, whether it's DEI, inclusivity, belonging, culture, we're going to start having our own employees tell the story, have it be on video, and push that content out to applicants so that they can hear about what we are doing differently. And I think it is just going to take those kinds of initiatives, that kind of branding, and the transparency with, you know, what your external value proposition is with your pipelines to be able to get onto the other side so that you're able to keep up with the demand of what the needs are.
I think that's great. I agree. It's one of those things I kind of say, like, organizations who are lazy and have a big ego and just, oh, we've always done it this way, we'll just post jobs and people will come apply. Like, they're dying and they're going to lose. Like, that won't happen. In order to win going forward in TA, you have to be willing to do the hard work. You have to be nimble. You have to be different and do something that's going to be engaging and customizable for each candidate's own personal desires and journey. So yeah, that's definitely the way of the future. It's not easy. the hard work and the effort in those areas will win for certain. So yeah, I agree with that. So the last question I have for you is try to add a little value, you know, out to the community as much as we can. You've already done a great job with some great examples during the interview. What's one piece of advice that you would share for other individuals in the TA space? Maybe something that's helped you, some advice somebody's given you. What advice would you like to share?
Yeah, I mean, I think within TA, there are different goals that an individual can have, right? They can want to just stick to being a recruiter and work their way up within that ladder. They can want to go into management and kind of work their way up through that ladder. There's a lot of different avenues. And I think that something that really resonated with me early on, my late father had shared with me that you just got to put the work in. Leave your ego at the door. Don't bring pride into work. Just put the work in and day out. And I think for me, that really resonated with me because recruiting can be very thankless at times. If operations is going really well, that they're doing great things within the operations. If something isn't necessarily going well, then I've got all of these open recs that the recruiter hasn't been able to fill, right? I think that you've got to be able to put the work in, understand what that journey you want to look like for yourself. Do you want to move into management? Do you want to be a senior recruiter and advocate for yourself? I think those are things for me that really worked. I was always really clear with what I wanted the next step for myself to be with my supervisor, and I put in hard work and I continue to put in hard work. That would be my advice to someone that is, you know, starting off or maybe not. That has really helped me.
That's great. Thank you for that. And Stephanie, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast today. You did a great job and really appreciate your involvement.
Great. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Thank you. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.